Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
There's something called stealthing. Are you aware of what that is?
No, I have no idea.
Stealthing is nothing like what it sounds. California could be the first state to outlaw stealthing, which is removing a condom without permission during intercourse.
Ooh.
Yes, it actually has a name.
Yes. Wow.
And now there's a law against it. Legislators sent Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, a bill this week adding to the act to the state's civil definition of sexual battery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The bill would amend the civil code so that a victim could sue the perpetrator for damages, including punitive damages, making the price tag go up.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers in New York and Wisconsin previously proposed legislation like this, but California would be the first to actually make it illegal. This is a problem.
Well, I mean, haven't you guys done this before?
Who do you think is a bigger offender, though?
Men.
Men, for sure.
I mean,
not for sure. No. Not for sure.
I would assume. I'm assuming because you guys are the ones, usually the ones that have them and put them on and control it.
And plus, men are the ones wearing it, so it would be hard for somebody to take it off without you
knowing.
It is not
hard. It is not hard at all.
I've
had somebody in my past that was always trying. I've been very safe my whole life. I put that on everything. I've almost never.
You are
done.
A rubber connoisseur.
I'm big on that. Right. I really am. No matter how drunk or whatever, that does not go past me.
Okay.
And I remember having this one girl in my past that would always, like in the act, try to snatch it off, and I would smack her. No, we're not doing that. Yeah. We're not doing
She's
that.
She's like, smack my booty, not my hand.
Right. And it would only take a split second. You know, and
right.
What? So I don't think it's just men that are doing this.
But you would know if it was off. That's my point. Because
right.
You know,
it wasn't like she would be able to take it off without your knowing. I think the stealth part about it is if the man is in the act and then the man is switching, you know, type of angles or whatever, and removes it without her knowing because he wants the, you know, the essence.
Right.
And then she gets a disease or a pregnancy or something like that. Now she can sue him because of sexual battery. Because I agreed to be in here under the pretext that you was going to be behind latex.
Yes, we agreed to that.
And you changed the game up. The girl snatched it off on you. She was just trying to renegotiate your deal.
Yeah, she wanted a little.
She wanted you to be willing to change
a
the
little
game
Dobby.
Up. Like, right. Now that you in here, Dobby, let's just take this off. Yeah. She's like, nah, sorry.
And she was always just like, I don't like the way it feels.
Well, no one's in love with it.
Like, that's terrible, though.
That's
not somebody
off.
You could trust. I mean, how long did that relationship last?
It wasn't a relationship.
Oh.
It was just a
situation. Well, then that was even more reason you should have been on your side.
Yeah,
she should have been listening to you. Y'all wasn't even together.
You can't tell the difference, though, between...
You can't?
You can. I mean, at least from my perspective, maybe not all women. And I'm not talking about being inebriated or anything like that. Say you're just normal. You can tell a difference as a woman whether you have it on or not.
As a woman. All right. Yeah. I mean, well, as a guy, of course, we know.
Well, sure, it's different for
it's
you guys.
Very
absolutely.
Different.
You're wearing it, but
this is a law that they've been looking into since 2017.
Interesting.
They've had even Yale University, there was a study that came out back then in 2017. So they've been really like putting their heads together to decide whether to, you know, move forward with this legislation or not.
This is crazy. All right, so there is a rule that I got from some of my NFL, and this was way back with the Bucks. But I was told they learned don't let a woman touch the condom.
Touch?
Yeah, like when women would be when you want to be safe
when it's packaged
in your activities
when it's in the package
right.
Oh, okay.
In the packaging or when you want to be safe and the woman is being kind enough to apply it to the gentleman.
Don't,
because women with very sharp nails or whatever would try and puncture it. And then because when they put it on and the process starts, it would end up failing.
Okay.
And when it fails, then, you know, now you are cha-chinged. Then that's what they explained to me.
They're do you let a woman do it, though? Like, what say if she wanted to do the party trick with her mouth? You know what I mean? I'm asking. What?
Yeah, the thing where they...
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, after they told me that, I was pretty much, I'm still under the belief that, yeah, you don't trust nobody.
Right. Like, okay, yeah, so you don't allow anybody.
Like, it's like when you play a sport and they say, bring your glove.
Yeah.
Like, you don't come to practice without your glove. Mm-hmm. You don't come to practice without your helmet. If I'm coming to show up, and like Dobby said, he's showing up, mm-hmm. we kind of got to know we got to bring something to the practice.
Yeah,
and that's,
you got to bring your cleats.
You got to bring your cleats. That's the cleats.
What if you're out of cleats and you need a cleat? Will you just stop it right there?
Or borrow one from her?
Right.
No, because I've been told that that's not something you can trust.
Yeah.
I probably would. If somebody had one at their disposal, I probably would. You know.
If
I didn't have any personally, and she did. I.
Oh no.
He's not stopping the party.
Oh, no. But wait though. With somebody who you, because you said you and her weren't together.
Nah, it was just a situation.
Right. So if you was in this, Dobby ain't worth a damn. Dobby ain't worth a damn. Boy, he got a word for it, don't you? He make it sound so much better than I'm a hoe. Because he could have easily just said, I'm a hoe. He's like, no, we had an agreement, a little situation. All right, so.
If
you in a situation
yeah.
and you don't have your cleats,
right.
you'll borrow her cleats?
I probably would. I think I would.
I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah.
You got money now, dog. You got to change that up. Like, that was a focus when you was young
right.
and you was just young Skrilla.
Right.
Now you got equity, dog. You can't be putting your foot in anybody's cleats.
Right, of course not.
Because rich dudes explained it to me and said, you're a target.
Yeah.
So if you use her cleats, mm-hmm. her cleats got a needle poked through it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I've never been. Now that I'm doing a little better, you know, I don't put myself in those situations. Before, I had, like, they didn't want anything from me. Only a redeemable quality I had was green eyes. Other than that, they didn't care.
Not even the radio station.
He was at Da Vinci's. 888-429-0941. All right, we got more coming up. Go, boom. We having us an intervention in here right now because Dobby hasn't realized that he has his price has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's price.
Yeah.
It's not today's price, Dobby. You are a target. You need to realize. I mean, and now you're not in those situations.
Right.
Because you are, you know, in a long-standing relationship. But the question is, if you would take a condom from the female. It used to be a position of power for a woman to have them because it showed that she was safe, it showed that she was prepared, mm-hmm. and it showed that she was sexually aware of all of the harm that was out there. But
mm-hmm.
if you take it from her, there's an opportunity for her to do a little jiggy-jig.
I would always have, not always because it sounds bad, but I would definitely have a couple available in like the nightstand just in case something happened and he forgot or we weren't planning on it or whatever, just in case things happen.
Used to be intimidating for guys. I can
understand
you, because if you
until you see me naked,
you reach out. Like, oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Right, just check her Instagram. You want to see why she said that?
When clothes come off, I think that kind of goes out the window. Maybe at first you're like, oh, well, I wonder how many guys have used these condoms. But at the end of the day, you know, you still want to have sex with me, so let's be safe.
When you go to the bathroom, trust he opens that drawer and starts doing math. He's like, they come in packs of threes.
Like, y'all don't go through our nightstands. Stop it.
What up?
We got a text out the 813. It says, I'm a single female in the Bay Area. You'd be surprised on how many men don't bring gloves to practice. Mm. Typically, I tell them, well, that's too bad, and it's time to go home. But if they're really interested, but if I'm really interested in them, then I have a stockpile of unopened boxes, a.k.a. the travel pack you can buy if you're going to spend the night.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Somebody on the 727 said, hold it up to the light before using it.
What is that? What
does
that
guess do? You can see if it's been hindered.
Little poke.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought this was just a rumor.
That's not a rumor.
Women.
It's not a rumor.
Really?
That's not a rumor.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about the sharp nail thing because that was an NFL thing. That was mm-hmm. where they were saying that girls who are applying it, that's why they tell you on the box, watch how you open it because you don't want to mess it up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they also tell you when you're putting it on, don't put it on the backwards way. And then flip it over. You know how you put it on?
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, it's the wrong way.
Right.
And you turn it over.
Yeah.
You've now, whatever it is that you're protecting yourself from,
mm-hmm.
you've now touched that on the outside and then flip it over.
Yeah.
And now you use it. Now you might as well not even have it because whatever you got, whatever it's secretion you got, now you didn't touch it on the outside. Now we all got the kiwis.
By the way, I did not have a glove box in the van. Thank you very much.
It was in the van.
It was not in that van. It was not.
All right, let's see. Davigo has somebody looking for him in 18 years. No. he's been in a relationship for 8, and this is back in his day. That kid would be in middle school by now.
Can you imagine?
That kid could drive here to ask you, are you my daddy?
Right.
With a very deep voice. Are you my daddy? Do you got a fade? All right, let's see. Take it, light test it. I once MacGyver the... Oh, my God.
Oh, with saran wrap?
I MacGyvered it and used saran wrap.
Isn't
that
from...
out of the St. Pete.
Isn't that from the movie Booty Call?
Does that work, though? I saw it in that movie, the movie Booty Call with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
I don't think that works. I think that's just like a...
Well, listen, if you forget... Well, I wouldn't use it as a condom.
Right.
If I was doing something else.
The dental jam.
Yeah.
The dental
maybe.
Not the dental jam, the dental dam.
Honestly, I wouldn't even go there. Like, that doesn't even sound...
People use that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You put saran wrap over the yum. And then you yum yum.
You know
but
what?
Like, but they really, like, in real life?
Yes.
I would not.
Yeah. Because there's one that they sell at the Todd that's called a dental dam.
Yeah.
And it's like a mouthpiece, basically. It goes over. It's very...
If a girl busts out the mouthpiece, I think I'm leaving. Yeah. Like,
What if it's new?
You got equipment? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm saying, like, if you... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you want something in between you and death.
Yeah.
You want to lay that over there and then yum yum. And then when you're over, it's like...
Dobby's not using that.
You know, I'm not checking nightstands. I'm not counting numbers left in the box. But if you bust out the dental dam from the Todd...
You're trying to be healthy.
Protect yourself. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Wow. Somebody said, I know somebody who used to remove the joint stealth-wise with their grip.
Mm. With the grip?
Wow. Marry her.
Would you say marry her?
Yeah.
This out of the 205. I had a female take the condom off with just her grip.
Okay, so you guys will use condoms, but if you were going to do the other thing, like the dental dam thing, would you even... You guys don't use any
protective
barrier.
Nobody's using a dental dam.
But that's what I'm saying. So
no, that's not nobody.
You're protecting one thing, but not the other.
I know a few people who have used it, females, who have recommended it. Yeah.
What is it? I don't understand what that looks like.
I've never seen it, but I'm saying I know that it's a covering over that is light enough for you to get all of the business that you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still getting the feeling, but it protects you from any of the fluids or any of the stuff that might be detrimental to your weekend.
Oh, man.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that it?
That's for the, which is kind of funny because a lot of ladies be like, oh, so you go wear a condom, but you just ate the disease for the last 9 days.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's very true.
This is weird.
This is, if y'all just joining us, we're not just randomly talking about nasty on a Friday. California is passing a bill, against stealthing. They're actually like at the process of voting it, and Gavin Newsom has it on his desk now. Stealthing is removing a prophylactic without the other person knowing, and if it passes, this will be a tier of sexual assault, meaning that you entered that sexual agreement, or as Davi says, situation. you entered that situation assuming the latex would protect us both, but removing it now gives you a charge of sexual assault.
Gavin Newsom doing whatever he can to keep his job.
For real. He's like, I'm the one protecting you. Y'all don't you mess around and recall me and get pregnant. You can get a disease if you don't vote for me.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.